Hare Krishna. Venkataram is asking about the bad effects of discharging salmon. Being at this clinic that I'm here, I'm sure if I asked the doctor, I would could get a hour-long dissertation on what it is and why in Vedic culture it was conserved. But in any case, I have a little minimal knowledge, and Srila Prabhupada, from what Srila Prabhupada had also mentioned about this, that of the different elements of the body, for instance, like blood, the essence of the blood, the most concentrated and essential feature is semen. And therefore, when a man discharges semen, he's discharging his life force in one sense. And therefore, that's the purpose of discharging semen. It's about bringing life into the world. And, of course, the more Krishna conscious one is as a person, then the consciousness will also, of the offspring, will also be reflected. Will also reflect the consciousness of the parents, excuse me. Therefore, the whole idea of Vedic culture is don't discharge semen, but if you do, then make sure it's in a very controlled way and a very Krishna conscious way. Otherwise, better stay brahmachari. And the purpose then of brahmachari is that by consuming semen and taking a, which is called the brihadbhata, the great vow. The great vow is a vow of perpetual celibacy, in which one, if one never discharges just semen, then those essential, or that essential force of the semen will rather than be discharged, it should raise upward, it should come up. Srila Prabhupada would say that it nourishes the brain and, literally speaking, empowers the devotee or the person. This is not a secret in Krishna conscious culture or Vedic culture. It was known in earlier times where promiscuous people were promiscuous. Not everyone. It was understood that it was not a good lifestyle. And in the Vedas, simply by staying to this vow of brahmacharya, then one can attain the highest regions within the universe. Just by that, one becomes so elevated. So, the position of the camel is likened to that in this verse, that camels, they chew thorn trees, and the taste of the thorns mixed with their own blood gives them pleasure. So, in the same way, sense enjoyers, materialistic people who enjoy sex life, they don't realize that this pleasure that they're getting from discharging salmon is actually decreasing the duration of their own life. Like the camel, he's literally speaking, his bone is blood, his essence, and he's gaining pleasure by doing things that cause him to lose his own vital force. And the same is there when it comes to uncontrolled sex life. So materialistic people, they take pleasure in sex because there is a very high material pleasure meaning material, at least on this planet, on other planets, it will be higher. But on this planet, our form, sexual intercourse, but those who have a superior spiritual taste, then they'll reject that. So ultimately, the idea is that Krishna Pradharavinda, that we should develop our attachment to Krishna, and by becoming attached to Krishna, then we will get raso varjam param drishtvani vartate. We will get a higher taste, and that higher taste will allow us to, at least as religious householders, to only engage in sex life for bringing children into this world, and as brahmacharis and sannyasis, to never discharge semen. So those are some recollections of things that Srila Prabhupada said in this regard. Hare Krishna.